Chapter 7. 9/11 Truth Deafness in Toronto Hearings. International hearings in Toronto to discuss only the popular 9/11 evidence. The 11th of August 2011. This article was written about another fake 9/11 truth event which again served to keep the cover up of the most important 9/11 evidence in place. Nothing came of this hearing. As we approach the anniversary of the terrible events of 9/11, some anticipation and chatter seems to be building up in relation to what have been described as international hearings regarding the events of 9/11. Although news of these hearings seems to have been posted in February 2011, http://torontohearings.org/, a couple of people have reposted information about them recently. Dr. Judy Wood and myself have already received a number of messages either telling us about these hearings or asking if we have heard about them. I have therefore put together this short article to confirm that I certainly have heard about them, and so has Dr. Wood. Here I provide some information which should give you a more balanced view of what these hearings will be about and what outcome they may have. I couldn't help wondering exactly what will be heard at these hearings. They almost sound like a rerun of the 9/11 omission hearings in 2004. A key person apparently involved with these hearings is James Gourley. According to a page on the 9/11truth.org website, the final report from the hearings will be edited by American attorney James Gourley. This was quite interesting to us because it was James Gourley who failed to submit a key TAM case to challenge NIST's contractors back in 2007, when he was working with Stephen E. Jones and Richard Gage on their request for correction, RFC. Ralph Winterud, who has been an important figure in supporting Dr. Wood and myself in the 9/11 research drive Wood has done, telephoned Mr. Gourley on the 8th of August 2011. He asked if Dr. Wood had been invited to speak at this conference in Toronto. Mr. Gourley confirmed that Dr. Judy Wood had not been invited. When asked for the reason, Gourley stated that the steering committee had decided not to invite her, and Mr. Gourley stated that she is absolutely wrong on every point she makes. Gourley then stated he had written a paper about Dr. Wood's research and so had Greg Jenkins, and that Dr. Wood had never answered either one of them. Sadly, Gourley is mistaken or he is lying. A response to points Jenkins makes was posted on the 2nd of July 2007, and an earlier response was posted by Andrew Johnson. A response to the hit pieces in Journal of 9/11 Studies, Jones, was also posted on the same date. For the hearings themselves, when I looked at the guest list, a more appropriate description than the witness list term they used, I wondered if we would hear Richard Gage accuse the only person who has done a forensic investigation into the destruction of the WTC, Dr. Judy Wood, of practicing witchcraft. I discussed this episode in 9/11 Finding the Truth. Would we hear David Ray Griffin say global democracy is the way forward? Or would he suggest we resolve the truth about 9/11 by counting the number of Google search results? And would Dr. Griffin mention that for his book, A New Pearl Harbor, First Edition, Richard Falk wrote the foreword? Would he mention that his friend Mr. Falk is a Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, member? Would we hear Stephen E. Jones say it was safe to dip your fingers in molten metal? Perhaps Dr. Jones will suggest that paint on thermite was used in the destruction of the WTC. I wonder if the truth troops, especially Gage, Gourley, Jones and Harrit, will mention thermite a lot, like they usually do. Will they be honest and report how they passed on the opportunity to submit their conclusive evidence to NIST? Will Kevin Ryan draw a comparison between the submission he made to NIST regarding the WTC-7 draft report and the submission by Dr. Judy Wood? With that said, I feel I am able to hazard a guess at what would not be heard. I doubt the hearings will mention how the principle of operation of the weapon which destroyed the WTC is now known. I doubt the hearings will mention Hurricane Erin moving towards NYC for 4 days before 9/11 and the making a right-hand turn on the 9/12. I doubt the hearings will mention that a legal case started by Dr. Wood in 2007 included a proportion of this evidence in submissions made to the court and in the appeal. Mind you, as long as the subjects covered at the hearings are popular, it doesn't matter about the truth, does it? The hearings also seem to have an associated website, originally 9/11cc.org. I posted a comment on their contact us page, advising them of Dr. Judy Wood's research too. Conclusions and court case. Predictably, Someone posted a response thus: although Judy Wood is nuttier than Squirrel and has eye pupils the size of Texas, she would get chased out of the ring in one round by the great pamphleteer, Judy Cunningham. The reason for documenting this: here we see a whole conference organized in Toronto to promote disinformation about 9/11. Dr. Wood's research was, once again, completely censored. Not only that, but when I remarked on this on the Associated website, it wasn't very long before someone posted a personal insult whilst disregarding the information posted. This, again, is just another example of what I demonstrated in 9/11 finding the truth, and it is something that is probably still happening today.